Okay, good morning, everyone. So we started discussing the halachas of Kiddush this week, and we spoke about the mitzvahs, the mitzvah of making Kiddush, of saying Kiddush Friday night, and the mitzvah drabbanah of saying it halakos, and some other dinim that we negate to it. There's a halacha that's also to eat or to drink, to taste food before one makes Kiddush. And this issa includes even to drink water. Friday night, there's an issa to drink water before you make Kiddush. When does this issa begin? So the chatchil, it starts from when one is mekabel Shabbos. From when if a person is mekabel Shabbos early, or let's say a lady who lights neiris, so for then the issa begins. However, b'shas hadchak, if someone feels the need, they can be makel until shkia. If they really feel a need, they can then even till tzeis hakov, which is around 15 minutes, 13 and a half minutes after shkia. But again, l'chatchila, a person should already start when he's mekal b'shabbos. Or if there's a need for it, then he could be makel until shkia. The same halach applies in the morning. The morning also, we find that once the chiv of Kiddush begins, once the mitzvah of Kiddush begins, which is after one davens, then there's an issa to eat or drink without hearing Kiddush. If someone needs to take a medicine where he just has to drink a little water to wash it down, that's fine. But he shouldn't use any another drink besides water. That it should be preferably water that he's using to wash it down. Now, even though some hold that the mitzvah of Kiddush begins already after Shachris, however, if someone feels the need during Kriyas HaTayr that they're drying out, that they need to drink some water, so then they can be mekel and drink water until after Musaf. But once Musaf is over, then already one should be makbid to make Kiddush before they eat or drink. The kais, the cup that's being used, just a few dinim about that. It should be big enough to hold a revius, which is a little more than 3 ounces, around 3 ounces, which is not that big at all. Even though we mentioned this week that the one that's drinking that only has to drink most of that, which is a little more than 2 ounces, but the cup itself should be able to hold 3 ounces. The chatchila, the cup should not be chipped. Should be a complete cup, and it should be also a cup that could be reused 2-3 times. Maybe a paper cup, you can reuse it, but a plastic cup you could, so then a plastic cup would be fine. There's also inyan to wash the cup out beforehand, to dry it. These are dinim of all kashal brachis, and the minig is at the time to have chalas, by most people have the minig to have chalas already on the table of Shas Kiddush and to cover the chalas. We cover the chalas. There are some that have the minig not to bring the chalas until after Kiddush, but those that have the minig to bring the chalas beforehand, which is most people have their minig, so then the chalas should be covered. Now the Mekadosh himself, or the person who's making Kiddush, so he should lift the cup up with both hands, or some have the minig that one of the people at the table will pass him the cup. He'll take the kais, he'll receive the kais with 2 hands, then he puts it into his right hand and he holds the kais in his right hand. A lefty will put the kais into his left hand and hold it in his left hand. How to hold the kais? There's many minhagim. Remember we had the sheet. I'm not sure where it disappeared to, but I had a sheet of pictures of like 9 or 12 different minhagim how to hold the kais, because there's Ariza that says that it should be on your 5 fingers. So how many ways could you think of how to hold the kais on your 5 fingers? There are some that will balance it on top of their fingers. Some hold it like that. The Magen Avraham says to hold the cup like that. Do we have a cup here? And some will... Oh, here we go. Some will hold it underneath, some will hold it like this, some hold it with their 5 fingers around, and yeah, all different ways. Some like this. So, but each way has a makar. Each one has a makar, and it goes back to different different places, different cities, how they were next.
Thank you very much.
And therefore, each person should go next time you see your father making Kiddush, find out how he does it. Because you got to follow the minik. We have Allah of Kiddush b'makim suda. Kiddush is supposed to be where you're going to eat the suda. Two implies two dinim. B'makim means in the place where you're going to eat the suda. Not to make Kiddush in one place, and then go to a different place and have the suda. Which means in the chatchila you shouldn't switch rooms. You should be in the same room. Where you're making Kiddush, that's where you should have the suda. And number two means your suda should start off with Kiddush. So, what is considered suud over here? This is a big machlekes. If it's bread, if it's dafka bread, or it's even mezainis. In general, the olim is not to be makel in the morning. That they make kiddush with mezainis. We make kiddush with mezainis. And some people, when they'll come back home and they're going to be eating the suud with the bread, with the challah, they're not going to make kiddush again because they're relying on the kiddush that they made at kiddush with mezainis. Some people will be makbid to make Kiddush again when they come home, which is the etzah that Mishbrui gives, that one should make Kiddush again before they eat their suda, to be mekayim the shittas that hold that dafka pass that you need to make, that needs to be used for the suda. Rav Moshe has a big Kiddush. Most Paiskim do not hold to this Kiddush, but if one would need to, they could be samech on it. Rav Moshe has a big Kiddush that in Kiddush there are two halachas. One halacha, kiddush b'makim suda, that your suda needs to start off with kiddush. There's another halacha that kiddush is matter you to eat. So let's say I would want in the morning, after davening, all I'm interested is in a coffee. I don't have mezainis, or I'm not interested in eating mezainis. I just want the coffee alone. So based on what we said earlier, one is not allowed to eat or drink before they hear kiddush. Now, if we say, like most Paiskim, that Kiddush needs to be with a Suda, so then I need to eat at least Mezainis before I have my coffee. So then my Kiddush is connected with a Suda. However, says Rav Moshe, there's a second din over here that Kiddush is matter you to eat and drink. So you'll be able to make Kiddush and drink your coffee. But in this case, when you come home, you have to make Kiddush again so that you'll have that din of Kiddush b'makim Suda. Any questions?
You let me make Kiddush
on Chama Medina. So, Friday night, you know, the question was, can we make Kiddush on whiskey? Right? Shabbos morning, I'm assuming also. Right? We're talking about Shabbos morning, can we make Kiddush on whiskey? So, the halacha, it seems, if you take a look at Shulchan Aruch, it seems that if you're living in a place where there's wine, where you could buy wine, and wine is available, then you have to make on wine. If you're in a place where there's no wine, or wine is not available, then you can make on whiskey. However, it's known that there were certain Hasidish groups, the Rabshitze and others, that they held that on Shabbos morning, even though there was wine on the table, they would make Kiddush on whiskey. So if you come from that, or you belong to that group, then you can be samech on those gedolim that held that you could. If you don't come from there, then it's better to make on wine. When I say wine, I mean also grape juice. That's the best thing. There's also another chiddush that those people that make on whiskey, we said before, there's a share, that the cup should be 3 ounces and you should drink 2 ounces. So it used to be the schnapps, the shot glasses were 1 ounce. And they would make on 1 ounce shot glass. Now already it grew to almost 3 ounces. So, because we were getting more machmer. But so that was another kiddush, that they would make kiddush on a shot glass, which was only 1 ounce or 2 ounces, which is less than the share. So where's that come from? So that also, they're borrowing a halacha that we have in Hilchas Brach Achreina, that if the derech is to only drink a small amount, it might be chashuv like a big amount, like a larger amount. But it's another chiddush. So therefore, again, those that it's demeaning in their family to do so, they could do so. Others should be makbid on making kiddush, dafka on wine, grape juice, or something like that. Okay? Have a wonderful Shabbos.